This recording, Australia 21, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. There's a variety of diseases, but we would, in Australia, they'd be diagnosed on a kidney biopsy. We don't have access to that diagnostic information here, so we make an assumption that that's the problem, and by the time we see them, the kidneys are gone, they've failed, and we have to institute treatment emergently, usually via a line which is inserted into their necks, which have a lot of problems of their own. Yeah. And there's not a lot of understanding of kidney disease in Fiji, and it's not managed very well. The GPs here don't understand the problem, don't treat it. You know, there are treatments that can certainly delay the progression of kidney failure if it's picked up early. They don't screen people who are at risk. And because it's traditionally been a terminal disease, it's got the same social stigma attached to it as cancer. And so people with kidney failure, their employees don't want them to continue work. They'd rather they were, they left the job and did something else. They have strange expectations that they're going to have something like a seizure while they're at work, and which are completely just they show a lack of understanding of the problem. They don't understand that it's a treatable condition. They don't understand these people don't have normal lives, particularly those who go off and get transplanted. And we've arranged a program for that in India, people to go off, have transplants, and then come back to Fiji. Mm. India's cheap. We picked it because it's cheap, because they've got good laws about the transplantation of organs between people that protect against some of the more unscrupulous things that have happened in the previous years. Mm. The standard of service is very good. But at the end of the day, it's much more cost effective to go there. Mm. We can get a transplant in India between $20,000 and $30,000 Fiji, and that includes the transport costs over there and back, the cost of taking the kidney out of a donor, which must go with the patient, a local, usually a compatible sibling, and the medications and the procedures for that first month or two until they come back. In Australia and New Zealand, it might be $150,000, so it's a lot more money.